Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The State Ag Development Board recently approved Nelson County's Boone's Butcher Shop for $329,000 in combined state and county ag development funding toward a major expansion of this regional meat processing facility. The total project cost just over $600,000.
You can request half of that as part of the proposal. We got about $60,000 from the counties. The state then has agreed to give us a low-interest loan to complete our project.
Allison Boone Porteous, vice president at Boone, says an element of the expansion is for farmers who use their plant.
It will give us a little bit more freezer space. You know, a lot of our farmers do direct marketing. You know, they bring us several animals at a time. We run out of freezer space. So we're hoping this will take some of that issue out of play.
Increased retail space is also a part of the plan, which will help farmers and consumers.
We already do a lot of local products, but we would like to have some things in our store that are, say, antibiotic, hormone, steroid-free, some grass-finished beef, some pasture-raised pork, some different products that we don't necessarily have in Nelson County or have easy access to, and be a source for people to get those types of products.
Thus, offering an outlet for farmers producing in this style and for consumers who find these products attractive. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Both the Summit Meat Processing Facility in Pulaski County and the Trackside Butcher Shop in Henry have received ag development support to increase their services to farmers and ultimately expanding as Kentucky-raised meat outlets for consumers. Allison Boone Porteous says that's the trend on the horizon.
I think that the demand for facilities like ours and these that are starting up is the same thing. It's that farm-to-table thought process. There's a new demand for these products, and in order for these farmers to resell the product, they have to have that USDA processing and have them labeled accordingly. And that demand, these customers out there wanting to know where their products come from, it's making it so that businesses like ours and like these other facilities were growing.
Obviously, the State Ag Development Board feels that investments in these type endeavors hold potential for expanding economic development on the farm and beyond. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.